My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You watch this now and you go, they got a player here. From Lancaster to Bryant College to University of Buffalo, watch him right here. Beat Daniels right here. Gets his outside arm free and chases down Jaylen Warren. A tough open field tackle for any linebacker in his league. The guy can really play. And now here's Justin Fields on 4th and 2. The Justin Fields, one of the great athletes at quarterback. And you watch him and watch him how he reads this. Like, this was just an inviting to the Buffalo Bills to see if he could make the 90-man squad. And then he chases down Justin Fields.
That is the NFL Network's Brian Baldinger talking about, well, the on-the-field story from Saturday night, the off-the-field. I mean, the injuries happened, on the field, obviously, but the injury list is front and center today, as we've been talking since 3 o'clock about. But in the game itself, Andreessen from Lancaster, New York, playing middle linebacker, started at middle linebacker, called the signals, and just had himself a night. I mean, it wasn't just compiling a bunch of tackles because he played a lot. He made big-time plays. Like Baldinger, you're saying there. Like, I'm not a big fan of Justin Fields as a quarterback, but as an athlete in the open field with the ball in his hands, that's a guy that is he's damn scary. And Andreessen shut that down, made a great play on Jaylen Warren earlier in the game, shedding a block in the open field and getting out to Warren, and just very, very impressive. Like, just very on it is how I would describe Andreessen. So we'll see what it ends up really meaning. As we just went over with Sal, I think at the very least, the kid has made it a question for the Bills to consider whether or not they will be able to sneak him through waivers and get him to the practice squad. To me, he's got to be ahead of Baylen. Baylen Spector's injured again, he's never been at the right place at the right time, really, Spector. When there's an opportunity, he gets hurt. His injury, we all know about Bernard, and of course Milano earlier last year, but Spector going down late in the year was how you ended up at A.J. Klein in the playoffs. And so he just has never, when the opportunity's been there, he hasn't been able to take advantage of it because of his health, which is too bad for him. But the Bills have a team to run and a team to build. And to me, Andreessen should be ahead of Spector, who's been, he's been here a couple of years now, was a late round draft pick. So we'll see. I think Andreessen, if I had to say right now, if I had to bet on it right now, I would bet on him making the roster as their backup middle linebacker. I think it's that quick. I don't think there was anything fluky about what happened on Saturday. I think the kid can play. So, how how far that extends. I'm asking Sal about positional flexibility at linebacker. Is it nuts to think about Andreessen at middle linebacker and slotting Bernard out to Milano's spot with Milano out at least into December at the earliest? Maybe it's something to keep an eye on as we get through here these last few weeks. Although mostly I think what we're going to do this week and through Saturday is just hope against hope that nobody else ends up on the injured list, because it's a long list here, and not all from the game. Hamlin got hurt in the joint workouts that preceded this game in Pittsburgh. He downplayed the severity of the injury, but did not play in the game Saturday and is now out week to week, same designation as Baylen Spector and Curtis Samuel, by the way, week to week. I mean, there are still a few weeks here to go till we get to September, but I think Samuel is being counted on for a lot, and there is just not a lot of clearly defined, there aren't clearly defined roles yet, as far as we know anyway, but the team has a pretty good idea of what they hope to do and intend to do with these different players. But Samuel should matter a lot to their offense, and that's one that I think you got to really worry about. And then there's backup quarterback with Trubisky being out multiple weeks here, along with Marquez Valdes-Scantling and Quinton Morris. So at least they're going to need a body to get through Saturday, because Allen's not playing. The starters aren't playing against Carolina on Saturday. So they're going to need a body to get through the game, I think. I mean, Ben DiNucci could do the whole thing, I suppose. But I would anticipate them wanting to at least get a body for the game Saturday, if that can coincide with someone to be a candidate as a backup quarterback. From a timing standpoint, I think Sal really nailed it, mentioning how maybe if they feel like they need to go backup quarterback shopping as opposed to preseason dude to get through a game, those are very different things. If Trubisky's injury is going to extend into the regular season, maybe they can make do both of those things at once, right? Get a body, but somebody that actually is a candidate to be, well, a replacement for Trubisky if he's not going to be ready in time. I think that's a real question. I think his performance alone, aside from the injury, would have been a talking point for me anyway. Now the injury only compounds it. 803-0550, again, is the number. Let's fire it back up. Rob is first up this segment. Hi, Rob. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bulldog. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, this unbelievable story about Andreessen is awesome. All I keep thinking about is the movie Invincible. How sweet would it be if we could have, like, Invincible 2, you know? Absolutely amazing. I'm glad the kid was out there shining. Tasmanian Devil, that's what I thought of also with him. Hopefully he's consistent and he can push forward. And if he earns it, he earns it, you know, out on that field. The other thing was, you know, before the Pittsburgh game, one of the questions was, what do you expect out of this game? I was hoping to have more chunk yards from our running game, and we got it. You know, if mm-hmm. our passing game's not there, we definitely need the running game. I'm glad Davis shined a lot more. And, you know, I'm just looking forward to getting past this whole preseason thing. Hopefully we can power up and just get the regular season started, because I'm anxious. It's unfortunate with the injuries going on right now, and yeah.
All right, Rob. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Yeah, the running game was definitely a highlight on Saturday. I mean, with DiNucci in the game, I thought I knew that. I don't know the number. I feel like he barely threw the ball at all in the game. It was just handoff, which is understandable. The guy just got here. So that's not, you know, not a big shock. Maybe they do more of that against Carolina. We'll see, although at least he will have been here now for more than a week, DiNucci anyway. Assuming they get another guy at some point here, you know, that person's not going to be very familiar with anything. So yeah, Davis showed well. The depth guys had good days as well. And Cook with the starters, even I think, showed so much better than he had in the first week of the preseason. So that was encouraging. I think you know, the situation with Andreessen will be very interesting to follow and see, like, just how far he rises? Like, does he absolutely make the roster? I don't know that right now, but I would bet on him to make it simply because Spector has had injury problems. And so Andreessen, coupled with Spector being out and the other injuries at the position to begin with, just linebacker in general, not so much middle versus Will, which is where Milano plays, and Dorian Williams is, you know, penciled in to be the starter. Maybe there's a bigger shuffle that can happen there if Andreessen's performance ends up warranting it. So something I think to keep an eye on here, but whoever the next quarterback, the next backup quarterback through the door is going to be, I'm going to be wondering whether it's just a guy to get through Saturday or it's somebody to, for all intents and purposes, at least for the start of the season, replace Mitch Trubisky. There is guaranteed money on Trubisky's deal, just so you know. He's got a $2 million cap hit, and there's a $1.5 million dead money hit there. So they would, you know, save $500,000 there, if I've got my math right. That doesn't pay for Ryan Tannehill or someone more accomplished to be your backup. So we'll see what they end up doing there. But that is certainly going to be something to watch. Sean McDermott said today they are in the process of figuring out what to do as far as adding at the quarterback position because of the back-to-back weeks of preseason injuries to first Shane Buechel in the Chicago preseason game last week and now on Saturday night what happened to Trubisky. Matt is next up. Hi, Matt. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hey, Bulldog. A couple of comments. In my opinion, only in Buffalo does Hamlin and Trubisky have a job. I'm looking at Chicago. Who beat us, they scored 60 points in their last two games. I don't like the idea of Buffalo kicking a field goal and fourth down. I like to see preseason or not. I'm watching the 49ers. Dobbs looked phenomenal, second-string quarterback. They went on a fourth and three or fourth and goal. I don't know if you've seen that. Players loved it. Fans loved it. Vegas has us under 10. I'm not feeling it, man. I'm not feeling any emotion. The fact we're banged up, Trubisky shouldn't be here. Linebacker, I'm not concerned. Linebackers and running backs are a dime a dozen. We could pick somebody up. We better pick it up a notch because I think the Cardinals and Murray are going to knock us out. Game one, I'll hang up.
All right, Matt, thanks a lot for the call. That was a ray of sunshine. I mean, I get the concern. The list is long. Samuel being on it now is a concern. Trubisky does not look good, regardless of the injury. So I'm kind of with you there. I was not a fan of him being brought back, and I'm not a fan of how he's played so far, and I'm hoping that they feel like they have to do something else because I just don't. I don't feel like I can trust the guy. Sal makes a good point, though. Kyle Allen did not look good last year in preseason, and he stayed here. Never had to really do anything that mattered, so, you know, he got away with it. But, man, Trubisky just has not shown me enough at all the last 2 years when he's been on the field in Pittsburgh, and that is carried over here. I don't think he sees it quickly enough down the field, and I just feel like you're going to want to be better than that at backup QB. But a lot of concerns here. Curtis Samuel, Mitch Trubisky, the list is long. MVS and Quentin Morris, if you want to do multiple weeks here, they're going to be sidelined. So, yeah, some good vibes with Joe Andreessen, the local guy, really showing out and maybe carving out a spot for himself. I sure hope so. I don't know who wouldn't be rooting for that. But, man, the rest of everything that came down Saturday is not sitting well, man. It was not a great night. I mean, they won the game and they ran the ball well, but it's all about the injuries. They're just not – they're thin in spots, and the injuries are making it worse. I mean, we were worried about them replacing safeties, legendary safeties here in Poyer and Hyde, and the guys that are supposed to be starting there, or at least – competing for one of the starting spots. Taylor Rapp has been there, but Edwards and Bishop, they're just going to do walkthrough and individual work this week, which is progress, but certainly not getting a battle to see who is going to win that job between those two guys because they haven't been able to get on the field. 803-0550 is the number. We'll take a timeout here. Chris Trapasso, our buddy from CBS Sports, will join us. We'll go over some of these depth questions. We'll talk about Andreessen and Dorian Williams. Of course, Chris would have done a lot of work on all these guys when they were coming out, so we'll revisit some of that with him as well as talk about the way forward for the Bills. But still time for your calls coming up next. 803-0550 is the number. Mike Schoep's away today. He'll be back tomorrow along with Zach Jones. I'm the Bulldog, and you're listening to W.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!